Well, Christine, busy week in Silver City, so let's get things rolling with the Silver City School Board.
Okay, so last week, Silver Schools violated the Open Meetings Act. It was an oversight. There was no legal published in our paper. We understand they've been shorthanded. They had an administrator assistant out with a broken wrist, and so they've had some issues there. They'll have to, of course, reconduct the business, the action that they took, which was just a bond resolution. So not a huge big deal there. We did have a local teacher, Tiana Sanchez. She was Silver volleyball coach and teacher. She's been arrested and charged with 4 counts of criminal sexual penetration for having sex with one of her male students. She did resign her position prior to the charges being filed. Or I should say she's no longer with the district. We think she resigned. We've public records requested that information. Next, we've had an armed robbery at our branch of Wells Fargo Bank on Friday afternoon. The FBI and the Silver City Police Department are handling that. There's a suspect. We published a photo of the suspect, all dressed in camo, wearing dark glasses, and a vehicle getaway car, white Honda Civic. Description and photos were in our paper. So far, no arrests have been made in that case. We had a former Grant County Sheriff's Deputy, Michael Aguirre, who was arrested on May 10th for several domestic violence charges. He was released from custody after that on a $5,000 bond, except for yesterday he was picked up again by state police. We don't know the details or the circumstances. The state police are being very tight-lipped. All we know is that he was charged with violating his conditions of release. We don't know where he is. And state police, like I said, are not really releasing any information. We don't know. He's not in the Grant County Detention Center. We heard that he may be in a hospital with some injuries, but we just don't have much on the record.
Okay, Christine, thank you very much. Let's talk to Ben Fisher, who is following up on a story we first reported here a couple of weeks back on the local hospital looking to switch cancer centers.
That's correct. The Healer Regional Medical Center has long, been kind of a focus for healthcare here in the region, mostly because of the Hewitt Regional Cancer Center. Now, for the last 22 years, that has been managed by the New Mexico Cancer Center. It's a smaller company, works out of Albuquerque, but the caregivers, there's an office here, and doctors come down from Albuquerque daily. Given the 22-year history, there's a lot of personal connection between
the
caregivers and their patients.
Mm-hmm.
And recently, the hospital board, a committee of the hospital board, decided through an RFP process that a bid from the University of New Mexico Comprehensive Cancer Center was a better fit. That led to a lot of public outcry, both in board meetings, but also in separate community meetings. And the county commission that owns the hospital have spoken out as well about the transparency of the move.
Ben, let's wrap up things with something positive here. Silver City Blues Festival coming up.
Absolutely. We're looking forward to a bunch of fun this weekend with Silver City Blues Fest. It starts Friday with a pretty unique event, a Gila Glass Classic Flame-Off. Several glass blowers from around the area will be performing and competing there here in Silver City, with a backdrop of the Ghost Town Blues Band. That kicks off the event all day Saturday for free in Gough Park. There are six more main stage performers, wrapping up with Miller and Other Sinners, Delgado Brothers, Marcus James, and the Wasson Rye. And Sunday, too, we have several performers throughout the day in Gough Park and a blues harmonica workshop for anyone interested.
Ben, thank you very much.
Thank you.